Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of reefer ice smell on your boy?
What that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
I like to eat your whiskey.
Kind of reminded me of Burt Reynolds. The guy pulled it off perfectly.
Is that out on video or something?
Yeah, it just came out on Blu-ray, DVD, and all that.
But you're on a stick of RAM?
Yeah.
Like floating through the internet?
So nobody thinks those movies look cheesy? Because to me, they always look...
Which one?
The Kingsman previews.
No, not at all. Like it was a great movie. Oh, no.
Well, there's an intentional amount of camp involved in you know, it's supposed to be over the top.
Right.
It's
not supposed to be that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like how...
It's an action comedy adventure, I would say.
Right. Like, I don't know, what's a good example? Pulp Fiction was kind of had, like, over-the-top characters, bigger-than-life characters.
I'd say it was more violent, though.
Pulp Fiction's more violent
yeah,
than...
Yeah, like, well, you know what I mean, with? Like, more color, more blood, more...
It was more realistic violence. I bet you that Kingsman had a higher body count.
Well, yeah, but there wasn't a lot of blood, and there
right.
was more choreographed.
A little more comic book.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction will just shoot you in the couch while you're eating a burger.
Right. Or riding in the back of the car asking about a burger.
Not even doing shit.
Right.
Oh, I accidentally shot Marvin in the
face.
Right.
I believe something that stands out from seeing the previews is an umbrella is used as a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not just an that's average kind of, umbrella.
Yeah, it's not your average umbrella.
Yeah, but that's kind of...
Gay!
It's like James Bondy shit. I mean, that's what it is. It's... Mark Miller wanted to do an over-the-top, campy version of a James Bond story.
Yeah, they did a pretty damn good job. But yeah, the second one, that story was pretty damn good. To start
someone had to watch it. You're talking about the second one. So someone had to
no,
like
lots
it.
Of people.
Did you get the part where he said, I didn't like, but you would enjoy?
What? What part? I did not. Oh, putting him through the grinder?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a scene, Aaron, where there's a spoiler human-sized alert. Grinder. Meat grinder that the villain uses, played by Julianne Moore.
Yes.
Julianne Moore plays a meat grinder?
Yeah, she's the villain.
She's the villain and does a damn good job.
Well, referring to his Johnson or Rod.
Yeah, or Shaft.
Kingsman, the Secret Service, that's the first one. Mm-hmm. That's that 3.5 stars or 74% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, they don't
that's
look
not bad.
Yeah.
That's certified fresh.
Well, in the world of Marvel Comics and DC Comics that are rolling the world, it's kind of hard to get an original story out.
IMDb's got it a little bit higher. What about the Golden Circle?
Is there any way for you guys to get a little touch lighter?
No. You can turn your headphones down.
They are down.
No.
What do you mean they are down? Oh, yeah.
Check.
Is that better,
check,
Mike?
Check.
51% Rotten Tomatoes on the Golden Circle.
It doesn't sound good.
What the fuck is the Golden Circle?
It's the second movie?
I thought that was...
That's
the
second Kingsman movie.
I was like, isn't that what Ticketmaster wants to add 50 more bucks to the ticket?
Oh, yeah, isn't that what
Golden
they call
Circle?
It? It's so dumb.
Hmm.
I wonder if Mark Miller's other properties are going to translate to Netflix as well as they have to the movies.
Hmm. Who's Mark Miller?
Mark Miller is the author of The Kingsman, Kick-Ass.
Oh, okay.
The Bendy Bullet movie, Wanted.
Yeah. So far, two out of three are good movies. Wanted sucked.
Which one? You didn't like
I hated
Kick-Ass?
Wanted.
Oh, Wanted?
No, Wanted, I hated it.
Oh, Wanted was fun, but it was dumb.
It's super dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, first off, bullets can't bend their trajectory. Number two, you lost me there.
Number two, there is no number two. Bullets can't bend that way.
Bullets can't bend. End of story. Movie's over.
Yeah, but that was their power. They could. Their power was to... No, never mind.
I was about to say. Well, they had oh, yeah, that's right. They did have powers. You're right. They took that bath that turned into concrete, and they had to break themselves out.
All right. But he's also, you know, he's the writer of Old Man Logan.
Oh, really?
Yep. He's the one. He's the man who wrote the story that inspired the Logan movie. And, oh, not only that, that's right. He wrote the story that inspired the Captain America Civil War movie.
Oh, wow.
He wrote Civil War as well for Marvel. He used to do a lot of Marvel stuff. He wrote the Ultimates. He basically, it was between him and Brian Michael Bendis, who just left Marvel, they were responsible for salvaging the Ultimate Universe. They officially did away with the Ultimate Universe when they did the last Secret Wars thing and killed all the versions of the universe.
Damn.
But they'd for a while, they had, around the millennial.
Who's the millennial?
The eternal millennial. It's
the world's the worst superhero
around 2000,
ever.
Around 2000.
Thinks you should save yourself.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered with you.
Yeah. Save yourself, man. Not my job to take care of you.
No, they had the whole reboot universe that they could do, where the Ultimate Universe, where I think it was kind of a response to the X-Men movie.
Mm.
You know, they did the X-Men movie, and they're like, okay, we'll do mutants, but they got to wear regular clothes.
Yeah.
So that kind of took off pretty decently well, and then they were like, well, you know, we should be able to retell these stories. So that was a retelling of an origin story of a superhero team that, you know, the X-Men movie was, of and while still being about, you know, mutants, it was grounded in reality somewhat.
Right.
That's what the Ultimate Universe was trying to accomplish. Trying to give you a more real world, more identifiable version of a superhero.
Smart move.
I don't think they succeeded in most cases.
No.
Honestly, no. They made some weird choices. But on top of writing the stories that inspired Logan and Captain America Civil War, he was the one to, in the Ultimate Universe, is where we first saw a black Nick Fury.
Right.
This was before he was retconned to be Nick Fury's adopted son and is now Nick Fury Jr. But the Samuel Jackson, he wrote the Ultimates and he said, okay, but in my universe, Nick Fury's black and I want you, Brian Hitch, the artist, to draw him to look like Sam Jackson.
Wow.
And that's what he did. And lo and behold, like 6-7 years later, we get Samuel L. Jackson playing Nick Fury, and everyone's like, why is he black? Why not, motherfucker?
Because
it worked in the Ultimates, and it certainly works on film.
It's a great song, by the way.
Not really. I really hope we see...
All our preferences.
While Sam Jackson's still in decent shape, they need to make a Nick Fury movie. They need to make a movie about how he turns out to be
70. How much longer?
Look at him. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
How long do you think he's got, though?
We're 10 years into this Marvel thing, and he just pops up in cameos.
He probably got a good 10 to 15 left with Sam.
Yeah.
I
don't think so.
Yeah, so there's plenty of time to make the Nick Fury movie.
Exactly.
You make a Nick Fury movie where...
In the future, he's old.
They could never do this, so people would lose their shit. He turns out to be an imposter Nick Fury, and the real Nick Fury with the fucking, you know, the white dude with the streak in his hair. The eye patch. That dude comes back and tries to take over again. But then...
Man is 68 years old.
But that's just... We're not in the climate for the white man overthrows black man's role.
Yeah,
in the movie.
He's about to have a birthday, though. He's about to be 69.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe not my idea, but we do need to see a Nick Fury movie. I want to see... Or, you know what? Here's an even better idea. A Black Widow movie that heavily features Sam Jackson.
Okay.
How do you think... What do you think that would work?
Yeah.
Where they're teaming up.
Can't just be the regular Widow.
Like,
oh, that's because they named her.
You've seen the fucking... Yeah, like, let's say he's, you know, briefing her. He comes into town to brief her on a mission or slip her some intel or something like that.
And, yeah.
And then gets caught up in the adventure and is kind of forced to not just be the guy in the background. He's got to start whipping out all the cool gadgets and shit,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, that could work. I mean, there was a similar movie, or not similar movie, a similar storyline in one of the James Bond films.
Where yeah.
M was, you know, like, she's just a character that tells James Bond what mission he's
right,
on.
Yeah,
she
totally.
Gets caught in the whole thing.
She gets,
yeah, and she gets yeah. shot in the
she
end.
She ends up
yeah.
going on the run and everything.
Yeah, so.
Well, you know, I wonder, it seems like they intentionally held Nick Fury back as a character with the, I would guess, with the option to use him in a fashion like that. Because right. honestly, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show should have been headed up by Nick Fury, right?
Yeah. I mean,
we're talking about the director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's the one thing I didn't understand about that right? show. That's why I didn't watch
like,
it, really.
I like Phil Coulson as a character. He's decent enough, but like he should be Nick Fury.
Right. And that's not even the real Coulson. That's a robot.
I thought
the other one died in the second.
No, it's a real Coulson. It's a real Coulson. He has been he has been replaced by an LMD.
What
he
the
has
hell is that?
A life model decoy, a robot.
Okay.
That's what S.H.I.E.L.D. That's a big Nick Fury thing. The LMD,
oh, is that?
The LMD comes from Nick Fury. Nick Fury would like die, and then they'd explain it later on, just saying, "Oh, no, that was just a LMD, just like a Doom bot." Every time Fantastic Four would defeat Dr. Doom, they'd be like, "Oh, turns out that was a Doom bot.
Oh,
we didn't get the real one."
That's crazy.
But yeah, I want a Black Widow movie where she teams up with Nick Fury.
Didn't another Infinity War trailer come out this past week?
Oh, yes. What did you think, Rob?
It's okay. I mean, I'm not that pumped on it because I don't like seeing the Avengers getting beat up. But
that Thanos was pretty funny looking without his hat on.
I've seen about 10 to 15 memes now of different, like, people have painted Thanos in different, like, lights.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen a Homer Thanos.
Did you see the
I've
one where
King
he's,
of Hell
like,
Thanos?
He's got his, like, kind of limp-wristedly sprinkling the gems across the gauntlet,
mm-mm.
where he's, like, pow, like, he's just, like,
oh,
sprinkling fairy dust on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the guy does the steak cooking.
Right, like that shit.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, people are not impressed with the look of Thanos.
That's good.
It's a shame. Like, what's his name?
The Hands of Fate?
Thanos, the Hands of Fate.
Not Manos, Thanos.
It's his brother. They don't talk.
Is this it?
One's ashamed.
Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a lot of things blowing up.
Yeah, like, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, so you saw Thor Ragnarok?
I did.
What did you think?
I liked it.
I thought it was pretty fantastic.
They made it as a family outing when I went to Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took my kids to see it. They all really enjoyed it. I did not take them to go see Justice League.
I'm the only one that understood the movie. Everybody else was like, what was going on? After that, we went to eat, and that's all they were trying to get shit out of me.
What was happening
and who's who?
It didn't seem like it was that hard to follow, huh? It was a pretty straightforward story.
They wanted to look at me and my cousin were.
Or they
talking.
Were looking for deeper information, like what's
yeah, like because me and my cousin were talking about all the movies and beforehand,
yeah.
how they all connect, and all that
yeah,
other stuff.
Sure.
And my aunt and uncle, and my other aunt wanted us to explain all the movies to lead up to this and how people
had,
know who and
they,
all that other
had
shit.
They seen any other.
No. And that's what that was so irritating. Yeah.
Well, then, I mean, yeah. then just go with it. Like, if you don't know of the backstory,
oh, no,
that's
I made shit up.
Oh, sure. No, I'm saying as a viewer, like, I think you could enjoy Thor Ragnarok on its own just for what it is.
Yeah.
You don't need to know all the history. It certainly helps.
Yeah, because I went into it, I'm like, all right, this could be really good or really bad.
I think the most you would have to tell somebody is that Thor and Hulk are on the same team.
Yeah.
There you go. Now here's your story. It's a buddy movie.
You know, typical Norse god, human freak buddy story.
The ending of it was excellent.
The thing. It didn't. It was.
That old chestnut.
The fact that they actually, I think it's late enough that we can spoil it, but.
I don't care. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, if Rob hasn't seen it by now, then he's not interested in it.
Right.
Yeah, the fact that they destroyed Asgard at the end was pretty great. And he went that whole movie without his hammer.
Yeah.
Thinking that he was missing something. And Odin came back to him and was like, "You're not the god of hammers.
Pretty much.
You're the god of thunder." Like,
it turns out you were badass all along.
Yes.
It was inside of you.
That's exactly what it was. Nice. The magic was inside of him, not the hammer.
You know, he started turning and acting like Raiden.
With the eyes changing. Oh, yeah, totally.
Eyes changing.
I wanted to yell like fatality every time he like came after somebody with that. And he lost an eye, which means
that he lost the eye.
You know what they're doing? They're lining it up because nobody wants to or is even able to do this shit forever. You know, RDJ is going to eventually get sick of it or age out.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's hung in this long.
Chris Evans, I don't know how many more Captain Americas we're going to see of him.
Yeah.
And Chris Hemsworth is another one who's been a focal character. You know, three Thor movies, two Avengers movies. I'm trying to think if he popped up in anything else, but there's at least five movies that he's been in as the same character. So, with him losing the eye and Odin dead, this makes him the next Odin, which means there's going to have to be a new Thor.
Yep.
So, we're going to get, at some point, unless all of this Marvel stuff, people get sick of it or they completely fuck it up. But I think this is like comics themselves. Like, there's no reason to stop making comic book movies. Right. Even if it dies down in popularity from its current,
well, look at the Batman movies. How many people have played Batman?
They'll still know that they'll have an audience for something. So maybe they won't be as glorious as, you know, multi-million-dollar affairs. Maybe they'll be toned down a little bit. Maybe we'll get more interesting movies out of that. But ultimately, making movies about superheroes isn't going away. We still make westerns. We just don't make as many of them, right? I just watched Godless on Netflix. It was fucking awesome.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it was really good.
Really?
Check that out. But yeah, as well, I say, we're going to get another Thor at some point. We're going to see a movie with somebody else's Thor. And even though Chris Hemsworth is young enough, we might see that sooner than we see a new Iron Man, even, or a new Captain America.
I think they'll go Ironheart route. I have a feeling they would do that.
See, that's the interesting thing, because the current thing with Marvel is that they've made different versions of it. So, Wolverine is so popular, he didn't just spawn one version of himself, he spawned two. He spawned an old man version of himself and a young woman version of himself.
Yeah. One came through a portal, right? Old Man Logan came through a portal.
He came from, well, yeah, kind of.
In the first book, I remember.
Well, during Secret Wars, everything got fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So time got fucked up apparently too, and the Logan from the future got kicked back to the current timeline, but it's an alternate timeline, and I don't even want to get into it.
Yeah, better not.
Right, best pave over that one.
Yeah.
What was I saying, though? Oh, yeah, no, so we have a female Thor. I mean, you think they're going to actually go balls out and do like a female Iron Man, a female Thor?
It'd be funny if they went back after
if they do Falcon as Captain America.
Natalie Portman
is
Lady Thor.
Right. I mean, because Jane Foster is the character that gets the mantle of Thor.
Mm-hmm. See that.
And it's interesting.
Well, Natalie Portman. You put Natalie Portman in a snuff film, I'll fucking watch it.
Jesus. No.
Well, yeah. Unless, I mean, is she going to do the snuffing? Or is she?
Yeah, that's the part, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'll forgive her. While beating off.
Come on, man.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We're talking about.
What are you watching your spare time?
Talk about Natalie Portman.
No, I mean, you brought up snuff
films. Well, you know, the whole thing. the whole thing with the alternate versions of characters, that's all coming to a head. Like, Marvel in 2018 is going to bring back the original Thor. They've already brought back the original Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Stark is missing, but he'll be back, you know. Their hope is that they can sustain both. That they can have Ironheart replace Iron Man, and then Iron Man comes back, and then you have an Ironheart and an Iron Man movie.
And
now
Iron Patriot, or, sorry.
Or Iron Patriot, yeah. War Machine. Dr. Doom is in the armor now in place of Tony Stark.
The Dr. Doom?
That's all. Yeah, it's all about expanding. Each character, each family in the Marvel Universe is its own brand that can be expanded. They feel infinitely.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.